Austin, as always, thanks so much for dropping by. Appreciate a couple of minutes, as always. Let's talk about last night. A good effort in that Suniak opener against Geneseo. You did miss a lot of time with some early foul trouble, but you had a really solid day at the line. You finished with 20 points as well. What did you see from the guys, and what did you like about what you did out there on the court?
Just like you said, I got a little bit of foul trouble in the beginning, so I had to sit on the bench for a little bit, but the other guys really stepped up. Danny Lenihan had a really good first half that really kind of kept the momentum going, and Cam Williams and Humberto had some big shots in the beginning, and we got rolling in the first half. A little bit closer than we would have liked, but we thought we were getting open shots, and then second half I was able to attack the paint, get on the free throw line, and other guys were hitting shots, and we were able to break open the lead a little bit, and it was a good Suniak opener for us, and it's good to be 1-0 rather than 0-1 in the beginning of the season.
And it really wasn't that bad of a night for you shooting, 4 of 10 from the field, but how easy is it to shift your focus to another element of your game, like rebounding or defense, especially when a team is really trying to limit your opportunities and your chances out there?
Yeah, I mean, totally. I mean, I liked the shots that I was taking, and they were just a little bit off, but I understood that the way the defenses have been playing me, especially in the beginning of the year, that I'm not going to be able to get those easy shots as I once was. So I was able to just, and every single year I try to focus on just finding the open man and getting my assists up, and I think I've been doing a pretty good job of hitting those extra passes, and I mean, I've always been a pretty decent rebounder, so I always try to crash the glass, whether it's offensively or defensively, and just impact the game in any way that I can.
Austin Grunder with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland men's basketball team. Finished with 20 points in last night's Suniak opening win against Geneseo. It's early in the season here. Still plenty of basketball to be played, but you played a really tough game a couple of weeks ago against Nazareth, and they're a very, very good team. I mean, they're an NCAA tournament team. I'm wondering what lessons you guys learned from a game like that that you hope to take away for the remainder of the season when you guys are going to be playing some of that really stiff competition during the regular season and hopefully beyond. What'd you learn from a really good team like that that you hope to use for down the road here?
It was definitely an eye-opener for sure. I mean, we started off 2-0. And we were kind of high on ourselves collectively as a team, and we really just got our butt whooped that entire time. And NASA's a really good team, and they kind of exploited a lot of things, especially on the defensive end, and keeping the ball in front, rebounding, and just being, we got to be tougher as a group individually and collectively. So those were kind of the takeaways that we took away from that game, and I think that we're kind of happy that happened in the beginning of the season to keep us motivated to focus on those things, because we know that once Suniak conference play begins and actually gets in full effect, especially towards the later part of the year, every game matters, and every game is going to be just like the way Naz played. So it was a good eye-opener for us, but I definitely think that we learned a lot, and we're going to keep working on those things.
I didn't know this until just a couple of minutes before we came on the air here. I discovered that going into the season, you were tied with Coach Spanbauer in career points. Did you know this?
I did know that, actually. It was funny that you say that. One of my buddies actually was looking up just kind of the team stats and, like, overall history stats of Portland, and he told me that we were tied, and I was like, what are the chances that that's actually happening? But
so,
funny stat.
So in the first game of the year up at IC, did you give Coach a little wink or anything when you hit that first field goal to pass him on the list?
No, I didn't even really say anything to him. I don't even know if he actually knew that going to the beginning of the season. He might have, but I try not to focus on those sort of things. I kind of just go into every single game just trying to get a W, and my individual stats are my individual stats. So, no, I mean, I wish I probably could have done a little something, but we were just kind of focused on going into Ithaca and trying to get the W.
Well, I mean, now at this point, we can have a little bit of fun, and you can joke with them that, hey, you tied and passed his career mark in just over 2 seasons compared to him needing 4 seasons to get 1,106 career points, you know?
Exactly. He's going to say that there was no 3-point line back then.
Right?
And he always uses that excuse that the 3-point line is such a big thing in today's basketball, which it is, and that he didn't have that, but he was shooting outside there, so his points would have been way more, but I was able to get the upper leg on him in half the time, so I got that to say to him.
I love it. SUNY Cortland senior basketball player Austin Grunder with us here on BTL. Let's talk a little bit more about you, and I know you're very much a team-oriented guy, but like, how have you done this? Like, how have you been able to sustain this sort of success during your time, you know, the moment you stepped out on the floor as a member of the Red Dragon program?
I mean, it just comes with a lot of work. I mean, I've done a lot of work during the off season, trying to get bigger in the weight room, and just a lot of drills and a lot of reps and just a lot of playing basketball. I mean, I played basketball my whole entire life, and it's just something that I know, like, the back of my hand. And I just go in every single day, going in confident, just playing the way I do. And I've been able to be blessed enough to play pretty well over my high school career and over my college career, and hopefully I can keep it up.
Some athletes struggle no matter what level of college athletics they're playing. You know, it's a little bit of a learning curve, or maybe the speed of the game's a little bit different than what they expected. But for you, you finished as one of the best in all of Section 4, and you transitioned what felt seamlessly to D3. So did you ever struggle? Was it an easy transition, one that was a little bit more difficult than we think? Like, take me through some of that.
I mean, it was definitely difficult for sure, yeah. Definitely in the beginning. I mean, everybody goes through their growing pains that freshman year, and able to just get over those growing pains as quick as you possibly can. And, I mean, I've always been a confident kid, and especially during basketball, that I just kind of have that chip on my shoulder that I'm better than you. I'm the best player on the court. So it's kind of a more mindset thing. But yeah, I mean, everybody has their struggles, and I definitely had my struggles. I usually, in the beginning of the year, in certain years, I haven't played my best ball, but it's just keep repping it out, and then being able to play the way that I have been playing.
SUNY Cortland basketball's Austin Grunder with us here on BTL, the reigning SUNYAC Player of the Year, of course, a third-team All-American last year, having a great season so far, just around 19 points per game and 10 rebounds per contest, too. What is the best part of your game in 2022? If you had to really pinpoint on one thing and be like, all right, this is my strong suit this year, what is it?
I mean, on the court, I would like to think that, I mean, I've always been a scorer, so scoring is probably the best thing that I can bring to the team. But also, I mean, I've become a pretty good vocal leader over the years. I mean, I've always been a leader, especially on my high school team. But the past 2 years, I'd like to think that it's been my team, and I think that the guys respond and listen to me well. So I'm just trying to be the best leader that I possibly can, and I think that it goes a long way, especially with our group. If I'm staying positive and keeping guys energetic, I think that I can get the best out of all of my teammates.
How do you feel like your scoring has gotten better? What have you done maybe from last year to this year that's improved, whether it's decision-making or a certain skill set that comes with your shooting, or maybe even, you know, changing up mechanics a little bit? Like, what's a little bit different this time around compared to last year, you think?
I would say that even though my stats aren't really showing, my field goal percentage isn't as good as it usually is in the beginning of the year. But I just think that my overall shooting, I think that I've gotten better mechanically at my jump shot, and it's just a matter of it just falling. I had a little bit of trouble in the beginning of the year, so I've had a lot of in and out so far, but I think that, especially three-point shooting, that I can just keep firing away, and eventually they'll start jumping at a high clip. And yeah, I guess that I would say my three-point shooting has probably been the biggest thing that I was trying to focus on, because I think a lot of defenses are going to pack the paint and I'm not going to get those easy layups as I usually would. Mm-hmm. I got to be able to hit it outside and be a threat on the three-point line.
It's still very early on in the year, and we've said that a couple of times here through our conversation, but up to this point, what do you think the team's identity is? Or is that something that's still got to be figured out over the course of this season?
I still think we're trying to figure it out. But at the same time that we brought back everybody from last year's team, and we had a really good run those last 8 or 9 games of the season, and I think that we're still piling up and getting better chemistry. I mean, we're off to a pretty good start right now. We're 3-1 going into a big SUNYAC weekend, and I think we'll kind of find more of our identity as this weekend unfolds. I mean, a lot of people had to step up in different roles this past game because we unfortunately had a really bad injury in the Nazareth tournament. So we have had some illness, we had some injuries, and I still think we're trying to figure out our rotation. But it's we're definitely on a better start than we were last season.
It's good to hear, and it's a long season, so still plenty of time to figure out the right pieces to the puzzle and everything like that. But Austin, as always, we really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for stopping by. Good luck out there the rest of the way. I know we'll be talking to you soon, and keep it up, all right?
I appreciate it.